Coming up on KSDP News, National Marine Fisheries Service is redistributing unused pollock, and a marine heat wave is warming the Bering Sea waters. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. The National Marine Fisheries Service is redistributing unused pollock allowance from the Aleut Corporation. According to the NIMS press release, the corporation is not expected to release its allocation of 9,700 metric tons of fish during the pollock bee season. That means the Aleut Corporation's unused allowance will shift from the Aleutian Island sub-area to the Bering Sea sub-area. NIMS officials say the reallocation will provide more opportunity for fishermen to harvest the total allowable catch for pollock. This season, fishermen in the Bering Sea sub-area can harvest 1.3 million metric tons of pollock. It's being called a marine heat wave. The combination of the strongest El Nino in recent history and the recent warm water anomaly known as the Blob has generated the greatest amount of warm ocean water that's ever been recorded. As KTOO's Matt Miller reports, it may be affecting marine life up and down the West Coast.
The rain pummeling California tonight. This freeway underwater. The deluge stranding cars. This truck pushing one under a bridge.
That's an ABC News story in January on El Nino storm damage in California. The latest phenomenon of equatorial Pacific Ocean warming was the strongest in two decades, affecting wind, temperature, and precipitation patterns around the globe. After peaking in late 2015 with temperatures at least 2 degrees Celsius above normal, the latest El Nino event has disappeared. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center in Maryland says sea surface temperatures have dropped to below average in the eastern equatorial Pacific over the last 2 months. But while El Nino is dead, the blob lives on.
To put it in a little bit more colorful terms, kind of lingering hangover.
Nicholas Bond says latest sea surface temperature measurements show unusually warm conditions still persisting, especially in the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea.
For the Gulf of Alaska, 2.5 degrees C, warmer than normal, and in parts of the Bering Sea, it's 4 degrees C or 7 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than normal. I noticed some temperatures there near the west coast of Alaska that were 16 degrees C. That's over 60 degrees in the Bering Sea.
Bond is a research meteorologist at the University of Washington and the state climatologist for Washington who first identified the warm water anomaly in the North Pacific 3 years ago that he nicknamed the Blob. He says unusual weather patterns have allowed the ocean to retain all of that heat.
It got quite a bit warmer than normal, quite deep depths, as deep as 300 meters or so, and so there was just a tremendous reservoir of extra heat that is taking a long time to go away.
New research suggests a link between the blob in the North Pacific and the former El Nino in the tropical Pacific.
El Nino was kind of in the middle of the event in terms of changing the pattern of ocean warming and making it last for 3 years.
Nate Mantua is a climate and fisheries research scientist at NOAA's Southwest Fisheries Science Center in Santa Cruz, California. In a paper published in July in the journal Nature Climate Change, Mantua and his co-author examined the connections between the two separate ocean events, despite the great distance between them. The blob's formation in the western Pacific extratropics, or mid-latitudes beyond the tropics, in 2013, could have had a small influence on the development of 2014's tropical El Nino. Then, during the El Nino that developed in 2015, warm temperatures at the equator remotely affected the storm track and weather patterns in the North Pacific extratropics.
The El Nino influence favors a much stormier weather pattern that includes a lot of wind from the south along the coast of the Pacific Northwest into Alaska. And that is what caused the offshore warm blob to move inshore and to expand.
Mantua calls it a marine heat wave, and he says the amount of warm water was dramatically more than any other event in the historical record dating back to 1880. The Blob and El Nino tag team is the prime suspect for several unusual biological events along the West Coast in the last 3 years, such as seabird die-offs, giant algal blooms, domoic acid and shellfish, whale and